After days of speculation in the press, British Prime Minister David Cameron admitted that he and his wife Samantha had benefited from shares in an offshore company.
Samantha and I had a joint account and we owned 5,000 units in Blairmore Investment Trust, which we sold in January 2010. That was worth something like £30,000.
While it is a personal embarrassment for the Prime Minister, the spotlight is also falling on Britain's wider role. More than half of the offshore companies implicated in the leak from Panama-based law firm Mossack Fonseca are registered in British overseas territories, 110,000 in the British Virgin Islands alone.
In particular, we're calling for the creation of public registries indicating and disclosing the real owners of all of the companies based in all of the UK tax havens.
So-called offshore shell companies allow the wealthy to hide illicit gains or avoid paying taxes. That deprives the public purse of vital money, says Owens.
One of our iconic cases showed that in five secret deals done in the Democratic Republic of Congo, $1.4 billion was lost through offshore companies. And this is double the health and education budget of the DRC.
London itself has been exposed as a key hub for the global wealthy to park their money, especially in property. Every month, anti-corruption campaigner Roman Borisovich helps to run a so-called kleptocracy coach tour of the British capital, showing off the multi-million dollar mansions owned by, among others, Russian oligarchs and Arab oil billionaires. Speaking via Skype, he told VOA London is a key hub in the system.
Where you have all sorts of enablers, bankers, lawyers, accountants, PR persons, estate agents, you name them. But the whole laundromat is working perfectly well and is equipped with thousands and thousands of people.
London will host dozens of world leaders in an anti-corruption summit in May. Many campaigners say Britain should start by looking much closer to home. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.